If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Okay, good evening, Edge Lords. Thanks for joining us. We're going to do a special edition of The Daily Show brought to you by TRS.biz. We're going to do the Liberal Electile Dysfunction Special.
This is The Daily Show.
I am the seventh son. I'm joined by Mike, Enoch, and Ghoul. We're here just basically not really to analyze the election for you. It was a Shoah for the liberals out there, and we just want to gloat with you. I mean, we may not all agree on the usefulness or uselessness of voting in America, but we can all agree that liberal tears are nutritious and delicious, and they need to be savored when they're on sale all week like they are this week, so...
Sometimes they're a little bit high sodium content, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, though. It's, you know, unless you're Mike Bloomberg and you want to ban that kind of thing. But they're,
liberal
I mean,
tears are better than, like, the water with the dissolved ramen powder in them.
Exactly. And it's even when they're bitter, they're oh so sweet for some reason. So.
Some of you are really fucking stinky, so take a bath.
So we got a...
So yeah, regardless of how edgy you are, you have to at least be able to enjoy this.
You have to. We've got a lot of stuff. We actually had the TRS participants, the background people, record some audio of themselves doing the liberal tears in their best liberal tear voice, and so it's going to be fun. We got all kinds of stuff. If you want to start off, I've got some stuff that I jotted down that I saw. Let's see. Once again, the victory of Republicans shows that white men will always try to reassert authority instead of realizing they lost. Now,
how does that make fucking sense?
I know. I mean, that's I don't know who's counting the votes for that guy, because I'm pretty sure those white guys won. So,
yeah,
I don't
understand.
Well, why'd you guys win? Don't you know you lost?
I don't know. It's like that cuckold thing that like you can't insult one. That a loss is a victory to them, and they'll do whatever they can to spin it around and turn it back around on you.
Right, by you saying I'm losing, that means you're thinking about me, therefore I win.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that. It's like, what was that? Kung Pao Enter the Fist? Oh, I'm bleeding. That means I'm winning. He's the guy that they train backwards for a joke. So.
There's been a few things I've seen where like they're actually running with this idea that this is a good thing because more Republicans in power just means they'll do stupid stuff and then Democrats will get mad.
Yeah,
that's what I've been. I mean, I was triggering myself watching The Daily Show earlier because I had to. It's too good. It's too good. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know. And for some reason, Colbert Report didn't come on, but I'm sure that would have been just as triggering and amusing. But you know, there was some journalist on there saying, "No, it's good because Republicans are going to screw up, and then Hillary Clinton's assured victory by the Republicans winning today." Like, okay. So, you know, I'm not even saying she's not going to be president or something, you know, but to turn your party basically being shat on into we're going to win. That's you're in the denial stage.
Being out of power doesn't work. I mean, this is like what I wrote the other day. You're not going to reform your party. You're not going to make your party better by losing. I mean, that's what a lot of Republican voters thought that in like 08 and 12 in 2012 when they had Mitt Romney. You know, they had subpar nominees and they stayed home. And I mean, look what you got. So good luck with that, Democrats. Let's see, we've got some more here. My old substitute art teacher friend, she's she's from Kentucky and writes, Mitch McConnell, pfft, maybe he'll have a heart attack before he can ruin anything else. And her friend says, one can only hope. And then she says, there go my dreams of smaller class sizes. I'm going to cry a little in the dark now. And then
I can only imagine the the complete just complete devastation of anyone who works in the public school system.
Her friend is
completely crestfallen.
Her second friend is even better. Smaller class sizes is what got me through school. I understand completely. It also takes he meant to write dedicated, but he wrote de-addicted teachers. So that's how well. That's how well
he
got
the school system.
It's working
really
well.
Doing his job.
Let's see. There's another one. You can take the Koch brothers, or what do they say? Koch brothers, Koch brothers, whatever.
Koch brothers. They call them the Koch-topus or the
Koch-topus
is the most common.
Right. You can
I
take
think it was the Koch brothers.
You can take the Koch brothers' junk out of your mouth now. It wasn't that big of a victory, considering it was mostly red states at the center of this election. I give it a week before Obama starts with the executive orders that will make you children cry and howl at the moon.
Okay, so basically, that's funny. I mean, that's basically admitting. I mean, what do we say about democracy? I mean,
I don't know.
It's basically admitting that he has to do what they want.
We have two replies to that, though. Reply
by
number
fiat. Okay, go ahead.
Reply number one: Democrats lost the governor races in Maryland, Massachusetts, and Illinois. Spin that for me. He writes back two words: Coke money.
Oh my fucking god! Get the fuck out of here.
Please, sometime we're going to have to go into
it's full so analysis simple
of why that's bullshit.
We kill the bad.
Let's see. We got more.
Think about how stupid they actually have to think people are in order to believe that. What? It's like more democracy is great, but the Kochs have this magical power to control everyone.
See,
money.
Money helps get the word out and helps.
Dirty money.
It helps politicians win elections, but it's only bad when it's the Kochs doing it for the Republicans. If it's like George Soros, if it's Mike Bloomberg buying the mayor's of New York
Soros
City.
Soros is investing wisely.
Yes.
Right.
But Bloomberg is just, he just bought a third term. He got them to change the law to allow him to buy a third term, and that's okay.
Well, I did want to point out just really quick two actually good things that happened. One is contrary to what that butthurt liberal said, I don't think Obama is going to be able to run with that executive order to grant amnesty to illegals by fiat, just giving it to them. I don't think he's going to try that anymore.
Yeah,
there have been people speculating about that.
Earlier he was, when he was doing his live cucking for the Republican Party, basically, to make the Democrats look, not seem so ass mad to, give them some kind of, to make them not look as shitty, basically, to the American public, I guess. Yeah, some reporter asked him about that. Like, what are you planning to, you still planning to go through with your executive amnesty for illegal butthole? And he basically just responded with, I will try to do something legally by the end of the year.
Legally.
Implying. I don't think he's going to be able to get away with it. And the other thing I thought was absolutely fucking hysterical is that they put James, and people were so butthurt about this, they put James Inhofe as the chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee. And if anyone doesn't know, James Inhofe actually wrote a book came out in 2012 called The Great Global Warming Hoax.
It's like putting Meraki.
Global warming is bad for your future.
It's like putting Meraki in charge of the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be. Yes, exactly. That has to be a troll. I mean, that as much as I'm sure that, I mean, as much as that's what the conservative base wants.
Right.
It's such a troll.
I was so triggering for them.
Fucking loving it. I was like, that actually almost alone is worth it. And just, oh my god, the tears, the amount of CO2 that will be bloviated because of that is gonna
be great.
At least warm the planet 1 degree.
All right, so I want to play I want to play some of this audio.
We sent some TRS
people out into the field to record some audio. So, let's see. I've got one from our good pal Holly Himmler. Let's see what she found for us.
Ugh, Wisconsin. Thanks, I guess, for affirming our decision to move 3 years ago. Thanks to Walker and Act 10, we literally couldn't afford to stay. You'll always be the place I'm from, but you're not home anymore. Not the place where my boys will grow up. After last night's election, I think I'm finally at peace with that. Thanks so much, Koch brothers. How depressing. #WisconsinUnion. I'm so sorry.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You think she could at least have turned the TV off?
You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm hanging around the wrong people, but I don't ever see standard GOP conservatives act like that. When they lose, I see God damn it, basically, is the reaction.
We're gonna get along with our lives, and
not like this state turned blue, and now
and like the amount of
me
like,
and my children are getting the fuck out of this hellhole.
the amount of like just like they're fucking drama queens. I mean,
it's great. It's,
and even the men do it, and it's fucking embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing to look at.
Here, let's move on. I got yeah, plenty more.
Kings and Coke brothers, you did it again.
Here we go.
Sorry, go ahead.
Young people voted Republican by droves, and they know not what they have done. Us older folks remember the wars and interest rates of 18.5%.
What?
We remember the long over-the-knee dresses and skirts and the dark colors because everyone was so depressed. And this was a means to an end to make us so totally miserable for 2 years that whoever the Democrat that runs for president in 16 will be a shoo-in. At least I hope there is a plan somewhere. It already seems sad, somber, and depressing to me this morning. We may not see the sun for years.
Actually, I think that might have been written by a TRS commenter.
The sun will never rise again.
Let's play another one. They just keep getting better.
Democrats have spoken. The silence is deafening. We now have a whole host of characters that hate America in charge of it. Joni Ernst, she wants to kill the government with a handgun. Paul LePage, for fuck's sake. What the hell, man? This guy is crazier than a shithouse rat. Nathan Deal, this guy is a bastard, yet he won re-election. Scott Walker, wow, fuck you, Wisconsin. Rick Scott, no words. Sam Brownback, running the state of Kansas into the ground and still won. On and on it can go. Colorado, Maryland, Michigan. This is like some crazy nightmare. I think it is great that some are trying to put a positive spin on it. But the sad fact is that the people have spoken. Actually, they barely spoke at all. Registered voter participation was very low.
Oh, geez.
Democrats have had their say. They think re-thugs in control is great. Democrats love the idea of Johnny, I got my gun Ernst, as a U.S. senator. They love the idea of Paul batshit crazy LePage as their chief executive in Maine. Spin it any way you want. Lie to yourself all you want. Democrats are all tapped out. Goodbye, ACA. They will gut it. Goodbye, LGBT rights. Don't lie to yourself. Ted Cruz is now a mainstream Republican. Not saying the game is over, but I see few ways forward. Fuck the fucking Republicans. All hail our corporate masters. We'll have to put you back together in hell.
That in was great.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, that was that's like script writing material.
That was that good guy, shit.
That guy was feeling some pretty deep angst there. It was impressive.
Yeah, what? I got another
clearly
one.
More people should have turned out for what?
I don't. Well, there's a couple of huge. I mean, he touched on it in there, and the Scott Walker thing is massive. I mean, here's a guy that shut down public employees unions in his state. He won re-election.
Yeah, and not only that.
I mean, that is a showa for union labor.
He shut down. I think there were two governors. Right. I forget who the other one was.
Ohio, and he won also.
Yeah, they like basically shut down so-called collective bargaining rights. I mean, they didn't completely, but they gutted collective bargaining rights for the public sector unions in their states. And not only that, Scott Walker did that. Like, there was that huge controversy with him, and the teachers were out protesting, right, and yelling and screaming.
Well, he was recalled.
Then they actually organized a recall election of him in 2012.
And he survived.
And he beat it. The only time that a governor has done that. Like, every other time a state has put together a recall to take down a governor, they've taken him down. He survived, and then he won again. And every time that happened, like, voter turnout was low throughout the country. It was high in Wisconsin.
Right.
So, I saw, the amount of – I mean, he's the one I've seen –
I saw somebody write somewhere that, you know, he's won 3 elections in 4 years. They should put him up in 16 for president.
Oh, my God. Dude. I think he's still young for that, but
wow.
That would be funny. The amount of inflamed
the
butts.
Hurt. Oh.
Like, dude, I mean, yeah. He triggers them the most. And it's because it's interesting. All the teachers around the country hate that guy with like a fiery passion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that also, again, yeah, I mean, yeah, like all the middle-aged progressive cat ladies divorced, they just hate Scott Walker because he ruined their little union
That's
thing,
right.
At least in one state. And
That's
so.
Right. All right, I've got so much more. Let's go back to Holly Himmler, see if she turned the TV off for this one.
I am so scared of losing all the rights I have, and that is a terrifying reality. I might try to get dual citizenship in Canada because, oh, God.
Jesus fucking Christ. You're going to lose your rights? Like what? Your right to bear arms or what?
Do you know how much it costs to become a Canadian? I don't want to get into that.
Her right to kill children, but she's not even going to lose that right.
I know.
No one's going to lose that right.
Let's see. We got Kimmy Goebbels. Kimmy Goebbels recorded a long one. You guys ready?
This one was so awesome.
It's going
to
be so
good. I was cracking up at my desk today. I read it like 3 times just to amuse myself.
I can't wait to hear. I haven't even listened to it yet. I just know it's golden because she recorded it. So let's do it.
There are still votes to be counted. Don't concede to the POS and SOB rounder, and also don't give up to the Democrat traitors and turncoats, especially the ones in downstate Illinois. They know who they are. All you have to do is look for the streak of yellow all over downstate Illinois, and there are your Democratic traitors and turncoats. Bruce Rauner will never be my governor. I will never accept that POS and SOB as governor of Illinois. Rauner has never, never is, and never will be for the 99% middle, poor, senior, and working families that has already been proved by other Republicans, George Bush Sr. and Jr., who left the U.S. with one hell of a mess, recession, depression, and if Romney had been elected, the mess George Bush had left us with would continue on with no end in sight. Thanks to all the Democratic traitors and turncoats, all of them have managed to cut the throats of the middle, poor, seniors, working families, teachers, police, firefighters, any and all unions. Sound familiar, Democratic turncoats? Bush did it for 12 years. Romney planned on continuing it. Boehner is in favor of it, hands down, and now Rauner. Almost forgot, Scott Walker in Wisconsin, reelected up there. No unions, no collective bargaining, middle and poor class overtaxed, seniors taxed on Social Security, working families overtaxed as well, while the 1% get more tax breaks. Sound familiar, Democratic traitor and turncoats? Thanks to all you fuckhead traitors and turncoats, Rauner will continue the Bush-Romney-Boehner-Walker reign of terror. To those of you who say give Rauner a chance, no way in hell, not one, McGee. Illinois is now called Wisconsin South. Employment will go back up again, back to double digits. Rauner will ship jobs overseas. Taxes will go up again for the middle class and poor class, seniors, working families, everybody except the 1% Rauner's cronies. This is the Democratic traitors and turncoats' fault. All the throats they have cut, all the blood shed is on the Democratic traitors and turncoats' hands. Their streak of yellow is not hard to find or see. For that matter, it is all over downstate Illinois. As for Cory Brooks, New Beginnings Church, I hope he enjoys Rauner's blood money, all $8,000 of it. For God, he can't. Someone stole Brooks' Rauner blood money and sold Brooks' faithful out in the cold. Brooks himself is a traitor and turncoat, just like all the Democrat traitors and turncoats downstate. No backbone, no guts, a yellow streak down their backs as far as the eye can see. And the streak is huge. No one cannot miss seeing this streak of yellow. It can be seen as far as the eye can see. All of the Democratic traitors and turncoats enjoy seeing Republican misery and pain. Don't try to deny it. All you fuckhead Democrat turn Republican traitors and turncoats, this is your misery and pain that all you fuckheads have caused by voting for Rauner. All you fuckheads should turn in your voter cards and move to Wisconsin. You have all turned your backs on Illinois and your fellow Democrats, and this is 100% inexcusable. You fuckheads made your bed. You fuckheads now live with it.
I think she means lie in it. Jesus Christ! Is she from downstate Illinois? Are there?
That was really good.
Do they have yellow streaks on their
really,
backs?
Really good, especially considering how, like the reactionary undertone there that was in
oh
the
my
tears.
God. Like, yes,
the party's impure. Cleanse it.
I love when they call out specific names who have no fucking clue who they are.
Exactly.
They hate them so much.
I just like the repetition of downstate Illinois, yellow streaks as far as the eye can see.
In the text traders of that, I was reading it, the person put, like, quotation marks around random words, and I was like, why? Like, at one point, there were quotes around the word yellow, and I was like,
what?
Why? And there was quotes around the word, like, intolerable. She, I don't know.
It was yellow.
Just in the text of that.
That's anyway, wacky. That was great. We got more. We got more and more and more. I believe Bob Steinberg, the voice of Shlomo. I mean, Shlomo's a real guy. I mean, Bob Steinberg did one for us here.
The biggest winner? The oligarchy. The biggest loser? The American people. Government overreach? What a joke! Now let's watch all the overreach into women's bodies and people's bedrooms.
So much
ass. It sounded like the guy... You have the Dark Crystal, like the sketchy. Remember that?
You know, Chamberlain?
The vulture guy?
The Skeksis, that's what those things were called. Yeah, yeah.
Chamberlain. Let's see, we got more. Holly Himmler did like five of these things. Let me hit another one.
In one of my philosophy classes, I have a teacher that's just mega, mega dildo, gigado. And the day before the creaming, he was just asking everybody to vote left, basically, and no one gave a fuck. They were there because they had to be, and they wanted to get on with their degrees, basically.
That's
but
so retarded. But
the next day after the Shoah, then he's like, whatever, nothing really changes, we just have more puppet heads for our oligarchy. Okay.
I used to use words like oligarchy. I feel like such an ass. I mean, coming out of
anytime people are using words, I don't know. I just feel like when people talk about like the 1% or the elite.
You're right. The thought just came back to me in that little rant. She's talking about the 1% are getting all these tax breaks, and the poor are overtaxed. Like, what the fuck? I mean, they're poor.
Yeah. I really wonder where they get that from. Like, what gives them?
The only way the poor are overtaxed is because they're stupid enough to keep buying cigarettes and lottery tickets.
I often wonder, like, when I read those type of talking points, where exactly their information is coming from. Like, where do they...
If you're poor...
Where do they think that they... That, and it's not... It's like when they talk about, like, tax breaks for the wealthy, like, what actually are they talking
about? Well, it's by percentage, but still, when the breaks come through and you calculate, like, the... Like someone like – I think it was during like Romney's run, like the taxes he paid a certain year were like more taxes than like most people pay like through their whole lives. And but since it was like adjusted down percentage-wise against his company's earnings or whatever, it's like, oh, you know, we all around here paying 20% and he paid like 15. It's like, yeah, but his 15% of his – of that income was like an astronomical amount of money that you're never going to – so –
But my question is, like, where do they even get the idea that it's – I mean, there was, like, the Bush tax cuts, right?
Right.
But Bush lowered taxes
– for everyone.
More the lower your marginal bracket
right.
was.
Right.
Like, the lower the marginal tax bracket, the more of a break it got.
And that was
so
a
it was
disaster.
Actually a progressive tax break. So I'm just wondering, like, where they got – I mean, and those are gone. Those went away. Other than that, what tax cuts are they even fucking talking
about?
They're
just told that the poor are overtaxed, so they just believe it. They don't know. Like, if you have low –
I actually think leftists, generally speaking, don't understand
– they don't know how it works.
Why tax cuts for wealthy help people. I think that they just believe that it just means that the 1% gets a new pool or something.
As soon as you go there, they just
never mind
they
them
shout,
buying a new pool actually helps people.
Right, right.
Whatever.
As soon as you go there, they shout trickle down and they shut down the art. They're like, oh, you said that's trickle down economics. Debate over. Right.
They're just convinced that it's completely wrong, but it's like they don't actually. I think a lot of them, like I've actually asked people. Do you even understand how it works?
Right.
Like, do you even understand how tax brackets work? Like, they don't actually know they don't know how they do it so that they they think it's just they take 28% of your income if you know what I mean,
right.
Or like 20% depending on how much money you make. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way, because if you make more money, all of a sudden you'll have less. They specifically, I don't want to get into how it works, but they don't understand how it works. They don't understand how tax brackets work. And they don't get that, like, a rich person who's making X amount, even if the top marginal rate comes down, they still pay the same as everybody else up to that marginal rate.
Right.
And it whatever. It doesn't. And the top marginal rate is always the most.
Right.
Like, it's always the most. You know, and if you're actually in a bracket where you're paying 28% on your top marginal, like, that's a fucking lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
So, like, whatever. Fuck it. Like, it's just funny. It's just funny that yeah. Yeah, they'll never concede that, like, a wealthy person having their money and spending it is better than the guy. Also, I just wonder where they get the idea.
Or having it and investing it, not even spending it, just investing it somewhere is better, too. But
I can go into a whole rant about how they don't fucking even get it.
We can do that on a real show.
Because investing's wrong anyway, because you're not actually doing labor, because dead-ass labor theory bullshit that people still fucking cling to for some reason, for some fucking reason.
I've got another soundbite here, and this guy's voice sounds familiar.
Okay.
Let me hit this.
Congratulations to my conservative friends. It is a historical fact that a two-term president has lost the Senate in a second midterm if the Senate was of his party. History has repeated itself. The definition of insanity. We are all insane. I'm not saying that if the Dems had held the Senate, anything would be different. But to crow about this is really stupid. Relish your victory as if you win. See, the thing is, I don't gloat about who is in power. I just want the country to succeed. The GOP just wants power. Gloat, celebrate, burn up the city. Now do what is going to make the country better and work together as a country, and not as a country like you've done the past 6 years, at least. You're like a child who has won a game. This isn't a game. Make the country better. Your party's feet are to the fire now. Let's see how it goes before you start dancing on a grave. As I said, now the blame begins from the other side. Make the country better and work with both sides. Do something. I'll eagerly await the instant turnaround. What do you think will happen? It will all still be Obama's fault when he vetoes bills that attempt to overturn the ACA. What do you think the next administration will do? Ted Cruz has already vowed to oppose everything McConnell wants to move forward in his insane bid for power. Let the real infighting begin. The GOP has serious problems relating to normal Americans. Good luck with that.
That guy sounds familiar.
He actually made that sound probably a lot better than the original person. He was invoking like a Southern black preacher there, right. I think, a little
bit. Pretty good. Somebody who was extra rustled out there. We have one here from Mike's waifu. Let's let that one rip.
There is no rant I can make about today's election that can express the resentment I feel toward the voters who thought, as they were instructed to do, only of themselves in this election cycle. But I must say this. Rick Snyder? Scott Walker? Really? Why would you subject yourselves to that again? I pity you, your short-sightedness, conservatives of Michigan and Wisconsin. Shame on you.
So that's about all the audio I have, but I have some more text ones I have to share with you. I probably cut and pasted way too many, but why do Kentuckians want their health care, Medicare, and Social Security taken away? Uh-huh. Why is it self-loathing or what? Why do they want to work in the coal mines for less than minimum wage with no benefits or health care? Why? And some helpful commenters help this person out who's rather confused. Work in coal mines for less than minimum wage and no health care? If you believe this is true, then you're no smarter than the Kentuckians that reelected McConnell. The average annual pay for coal miners in Kentucky is almost $73,000. That's minimum wage, right? And then,
yeah, I mean, jobs like that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, for less than minimum, like, people are going in the coal mines for less than minimum wage. Okay.
Not to mention, well, the whole thing with the coal mines, like, we shouldn't even have to be doing deep mining anymore, which always, every year, there's at least one tragedy with it. Like, we should be able to do fucking strip mining, which is completely safe, or just blow the fucking top off a mountain and take the coal. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Human lives are more important.
Yeah, they hate that. Let's see. This one has a little...
Changing the shape of a rock is really evil, though.
Yeah, it's terrible. Look, my views.
Yeah, right.
I don't even see except when I'm driving on this one piece of highway.
My views. This one's actually a little more honest than I think a Democrat would want it to be. This actually plays in some WN rhetoric. I'm sick to death of Democrats sitting back and assuming that a demographic change will ensure their victory in the future. Then looking for excuses when it doesn't happen. There's no inevitability to who will be the next president. Republican governors were elected in Massachusetts and Maryland. Kasich, Scott, Walker were very unpopular at some point in their terms, but money turned it around. Money determines elections. Turnout determines elections. Who bothers to vote or is prevented from voting determines elections. And I don't see the Republicans running having big ideas or instant charisma. Politicians who have that are relatively rare. It is selling issues, getting voters, and doing hard work that can be used to try to make the difference. I don't think it will often defeat an imbalance in funding.
All right, well, I disagree about the money part.
I know you do. That's why I copied that down to trigger you.
We can go into in another show exactly why.
Right.
Well, not exactly. A theory as to why, or maybe that money actually doesn't control elections the way people think it does. I personally don't think it does. I buy into that theory. But absolutely, who turns out matters. But this is always a problem. I mean, when the vote count is low, Republicans do well. Like 38% of the electorate showed up for this election, and the Republicans cleaned house. I mean, the Republicans have every reason, and generally speaking, we have every reason to want to limit the amount of people voting, to want to cut that down. So, and I think like Republican governors are going to want to do that in their states. It's funny how much that gives away the actual game. And if you look at it from our point of view, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can be more serious about all this in another show.
Yeah, this is
for fun.
We're
tonight,
drinking tears. Lulz, you got the Senate and the House. What are you going to do with it, bitches? The public is a fickle cunt, and you will have impeachment proceedings to come. You will have to pass bills that Obama will surely veto. Will they be the farthest right they can be because they will just get vetoed away? How will that look come 2016? Enjoy it while it lasts, bitches. That was written from somebody's husband's basement.
Oh, it was. I actually asked that guy how he thought his wife's new husband and landlord voted.
That quote came from a cuck.
Quite literally a cuck.
God.
Possibly the worst cuck
I know.
In the history of the universe.
We should go no further. I guess we'll have to wrap it up with this then. I have never been more ashamed of the electorate and the American people in general than I am today. If I could afford to move to Canada, I would.
What is it with this Canada fixation?
Well, dude, they were doing that when W was president.
They always do.
Because
Canada is kind of like America, but they have like a parliament and a more faggoty government system and more parties.
It's like, they picture they could move there and not change their lifestyle at all, and somehow that would be a big statement.
Canada wants
Canada doesn't really want Americans.
No, they want like half a mil from you to immigrate there.
Because they don't want you just coming in and then taking advantage of all this. I mean, it makes sense because if you have a socialist system in place, like they do for healthcare at least, like, and they know that what would happen would be a bunch of sick Americans would try to go up there.
Yeah, just jump the border.
Right away. So, yeah, they have to have that kind of thing in place.
Right.
So
Which is weird because they suffer from brain drain coming this way. So, or at least they used to. I don't know if that's still true, but.
I know a lot of people interesting. I know people that work in New York that are like tech people that are Canadian citizens.
Oh, yeah.
And they come down here for higher pay. And what they like to do is actually not ever become an employee, but be a contractor. So they make like a really high, they'll become a corporation,
right?
Make a really high hourly rate contracting. And then they always have healthcare in Canada for free. so they make out like bandits. I mean, I've known Canadians that like they'll work for like $100 an hour and just they're just raking it in, and they don't have to pay, they don't have to pay like healthcare costs the way we do. So I mean, they had to pay taxes to Canada, but you know, it's in that weird monopoly money
though, with the queen on it and shit. Fuck them. It's not even real money.
Actually, their money looks kind of cool. They've got like clear strips in it and stuff.
Yeah, it's high tech. Anyway, so I guess. So let's close up. So everyone out there, thank you for taking some extra time to sit with us and listen to us. You know, just kind of enjoy the sadness out there. It's a little Schadenfreude is always good.
Thanks for bathing with me.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for bathing in the tears. We hope your thirst is satiated. But if it's not, there's plenty more out there. You know, just go find some. If you find some particularly good ones that we didn't see, please send it to us.
Screen caps in the comments.
Screen caps.
Of liberal butthurts all week, please.
Or cut and paste. Yeah, we would love to see more because this is just, you know, even if you're a neckbeard edgelord fag who won't vote because the Stuarts aren't on the ballot.
Right. You know, even if you're like a abstentionist sectarian in Marxist parlance, even if you are a abstentionist sectarian,
you can
at least enjoy the butthurt.
You have to be enjoying this. Yeah. So
a quick announcement, I guess, about the next Shoah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the next show we're going to do our 1488 Daily Show episode 14.88, where we do like the rundown of all the different right wing sects and discuss the reactionary right as a phenomena.
We're going to run down
as requested. So everybody,
we're going to run down all 1488 different sects.
all 1488 different special unique ideologies.
We will explore the world of right wing Tumblr.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And we've gotten a couple emails from people that I'll, you know, we'll address in that show. That's
right.
It.
So, ladies and gentlemen, raise your glasses to 2 years of denying women their rights. Buy stock in wire hanger manufacturers. And onward and upward. Well,
all hail the Coke. All hail the Coke.
Thanks a lot. All right, we'll see you guys Monday afternoon with another episode. Thanks. Adios, mi general, adios, la página que hoy día se cerró, se abre allá la historia como ráfagas de sol, justo en el umbral donde se encuentran los valientes.